USA Radio News.
Drug maker Moderna has asked the Food and Drug Administration to authorize a fourth shot of its COVID-19 vaccine as a booster dose for all adults. The request Thursday is broader than rival pharmaceutical company Pfizer's request earlier this week for the regulator to approve a booster shot for all seniors. A WNBA star will be staying much longer in a Russian jail.
Russia's state-run media has said American women's basketball star Brittany Griner's weeks-long detention in Moscow has now been extended for another 2 months. The 31-year-old WNBA all-star has been in custody since she was arrested at Moscow airport last month for having THC vape cartridges in her luggage. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Amazon has closed its $8.5 billion acquisition of Hollywood studio MGM. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
One congressional leader wants to hear from energy big shots.
The Senate Majority Leader says U.S. oil executives will soon be called to Capitol Hill. New York Democrat Chuck Schumer says U.S. oil companies are enjoying an avalanche of cash while drivers continue to suffer. He notes the gas prices should be dropping as global oil prices decline. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A 13-year-old was at the wheel of the pickup truck that swerved in front of a van carrying the University of the Southwest men and women's golf teams, killing 9 people, including the underage driver. The National Transportation Safety Board said 2 remain in critical condition at a Texas hospital. The Chicago Tribune reports a retired Cook County judge is among more than 100 people arrested by investigators in Central Florida as part of a 6-day undercover human trafficking campaign. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
U.S. stocks rallied for a third consecutive day as investors warmed up to the Federal Reserve's long-anticipated move to hike short-term interest rates for the first time in 3 years. The S&P 500 climbed 1.2%, logging its first 3-day winning streak since February 2nd. The Dow Jones Industrial Average advanced 1.2%, also notching its first 4-day rally in 6 weeks. A Supreme Court nomination hearing will heat up in D.C. next week.
At her Senate confirmation hearing next week, Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson will immediately face calls to recuse herself from one of her first major cases she would hear as a justice, a challenge to Harvard University's use of race as a factor in undergraduate admissions. Jackson, an alumna of Harvard College and Harvard Law School, currently sits on the university's board of overseers that provides counsel to the university's leadership on priorities, plans, and strategic initiatives. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Pizza chain Papa John's is facing heavy criticism on social media after a U.S. franchise operator in Russia refused to close 190 stores. The operator, Christopher Wynn, told the New York Times he won't close the pizza shops controlled by his company. He said, quote, "The best thing I can do is show compassion for the people, my employees, and customers without judging them because of the politicians in power," unquote. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.